Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to see you, Jonathan.
I brought you two white wines. What a surprise.
Yeah.
I think you'll like...
The characteristique.
I think you'll like both of them. One is New World, one is very Old World, and both, I think, are quite spectacular.
All right, tell me.
Out of respect, we start with the Old World. This is the 2012 Domaine Guérin et Fils, Monsieur Guérin and his sons from Saint-Varin, which is in Burgundy. This is a white Burgundy, which means it's Chardonnay. It was lemony, it was crisp, it was bracing, it had nice body as well. It was exactly what you would expect from a mid-$20 bottle of white Burgundy. I enjoyed it very, very much. The name of the wine was Le Clos Vessat, V-E-S-S-A-T-S. I recommend it highly. I think Monsieur Guérin and his fils are doing good work. The other wine was a Gewürztraminer, which I know you are not partial to, but it's from the Willamette Valley in Oregon. They only make 309 cases of this. It was the 2012 Airlie, A-I-R-L-I-E, dry Gewürztraminer, once again from the Willamette Valley, fruit and acid, and I just said, wow. Great for cheese, great for Chinese food, great for anything with spice. It would hold up for Indian food. It was beautifully packaged in an incredibly tall green bottle. And I have to say, this wine had everything I liked without the kind of cloying floral quality of Gewürztraminer, which is what I suspect you don't like about Gewürz.
That's true. It's not my wine. And it's interesting that they market it as dry, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. Gewürztraminer, something that you wouldn't see in Old World, but perhaps they are being very clear about the style that they are making it.
I think also that people confuse an abundance of fruit with sugar.
Sure.
And they are different. And that is something that you learn in your wine experience over a period of time. And you sort of say, wow, this is fruit and this is sugar. Most people perceive them as the same way.
Gewürztraminer is a really complicated wine. For me, it's that combination of fruit and spice. It's mm-hmm. just not my favorite profile. But it's not just the fruit. It's really that clovey spice, too. Same thing that you can sometimes find in wheat beers.
We must share a glass of Airlie Dry 2012.
I respect your taste.
Well, how many wines have you had from Willamette Valley you didn't like?
Very few.
It's really true. They're doing amazing quality work. So about $20, and I thought worth it and interesting. A nice discovery. Something old, something new. Both delightful white wines I would urge you to explore. You'll find them on the website. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.